This is a dialogue which we've had in Ojai, California. We had there 8 dialogues between Dr. Bowen and myself, and 2 here, and 1 day before yesterday. So may we continue with that dialogue, and if should we anybody join this or not at all? We're asking if anybody feels like joining this, unless it is very, very serious, would they join, or if they listen, if they don't want to, it's all right. So it's a conversation between Dr. Bowen and myself. Let's get on with it. See, we were saying the other day, man, a human being who has worked his way through all the problems of life, both physical and psychological, and has really grasped the full significance of freedom from psychological memories and conflicts and travails, it comes to a point where the mind finds itself free, but not but hasn't gathered that supreme energy to go beyond itself. That's what we were discussing the other day. Can we start, go on from there? Right, sir?
Yes.
Can the mind really, mind, brain, the whole psychological structure, be ever free from all conflict, from all shadow of any disturbance?
Yes, or self-disturbance.
Self-disturbance. Self-disturbance and all that. Can it ever be free? Or the idea of a complete freedom is an illusion?
Yes, well, that's one possibility.
One possibility. Well, is that what we're...
Yes. Then some people may say we could have partial freedom.
Yeah, partial freedom. Or human condition is so determined by the past, by its own conditioning, it can never free itself from it. Like some of those intellectual philosophers have stated this.
Yes, well, some people feel that's the case.
And really, the deep non-sectarian religious people, if there are, there must be some who are totally free from all organized religions and beliefs and rituals, dogmas, they have said it can be done. Very few have said this.
Well, of course, there are those who have said it's done through reincarnation. Yes. In addition to that group,
yes,
believes it would take a very long time.
Yes, they said it would take a very long time.
Yeah.
You must go through various lives and suffer and go through all kinds of miseries, and ultimately you'll come to that. But we're not thinking in terms of time. We're asking a human being granting and knowing or aware that he is conditioned deeply, profoundly, so that his whole being is that, can it ever free itself? And if it does, what is beyond? That's what we were coming
right
would that question be reasonable or valid unless the mind has really finished with it, finished all the travail of life? As we said yesterday, the other day, our minds are man-made. And is there a mind which is not man-made?
Yes.
Right, sir? That's what we came to. Mm. How shall we find this out? We all know the man-made mind with its consciousness, with all its content, and so on and so on. Will we go through that?
No.
No.
Well, we've done that already. Anyway.
Already. It is possible that it can free itself from its own man-made mechanical mind.
Yes, I think there's this kind of a tangle, a difficult thing to express there, which is that if this mind is totally man-made, you know, totally conditioned, then how, in what sense can it get out of it? You see that, you know, this is the kind of thing to say. If you said that it had at least the possibility of something beyond.
Then it becomes a reward, a temptation, a thing to be...
Well, I think the question is of being able to put this consistently or logically. There seems to be an inconsistency in saying that the mind is totally conditioned and yet it's going to get out, you see. I'm not saying it is inconsistent, but it may appear to be inconsistent, at least.
I understand that question, but if you admit, if one admits that there is a part which is not conditioned,
yeah,
then we enter into
well,
quite
that's another inconsistency.
Yes. Into another inconsistency.
Mm-hmm.
We, in our discussion, we've said the mind being deeply conditioned, it can free itself through insight. That is the real clue mm-hmm. to this. Would you agree to that?
Yes.
That insight we went into, what it is, the nature of it, and can that insight